Ready? And in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting, and it is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. With the call to order.
Roll call. Mr. Ovechowski?
Here.
Mr. Wojcik?
Present.
Here.
Mr. Wunder?
Present.
Mr. McKee?
Present.
Yeah, I went out of order, I just realized. That's okay. Okay. So we're going to stand up and salute the flag, and then just frontline workers, members of the military, and also first responders, but also we had an employee in the township, a recently retired employee, and also a volunteer. They all lost parents in the past 2 weeks, so keep them in your thoughts and prayers.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First up, we have presentation of the minutes, February 21st, 2024, regular session meeting minutes. And February 21st, 2024, executive session meeting minutes, if you want to take them as a group. If not, we can, any discussion on them or an approval?
I move to approve the all the session meetings as a group.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is the minutes of February 26th, 2024, special meeting minutes. Any discussion or an approval?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have an ordinance for introduction, which...
Public comment.
Oh, geez, I skipped right over public comment. Okay. Can I get a motion to open a public comment limited to 3 minutes per speaker, agenda items only?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Before we go any further, I'd like to offer our condolences to the Sulfi family. Mm-hmm. Dean Sulfi, the father of our fire department, our chief, and Brittany Sulfi, who was passed on March 2nd, and our prayers and thoughts are with him.
Mm-hmm. Any public comment? Agenda items only? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Next up, we have our ordinance number 04-2024, an ordinance amending the ordinance 03-2024, entitled An Ordinance Establishing Officer and New Employee Positions Within the Township of Lebanon and Authorizing and Setting the Salary Range for Officers and Employees of the Township of Lebanon for calendar year 2024. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to suggest to the township that we look at the chief financial officer and his salary range and make an adjustment tonight before we introduce to remove the number that is the low number of $2,000 and put a number of $14,000 there. And the high side of the range is 40 and adjust that to $56,000 this year, which is suggested to the committee that I think we should do. And I don't know if there should be a motion on that ahead of it to make the change, or we just make the change.
No, you would, to the extent that you want to amend it before it gets introduced, it would be by virtue of a motion, and then the introduction would be as amended.
Mm-hmm. I would like to, if the Township Committee has a position, that they would be inclined to do so.
Tom, could you expand on it to the committee as to why you want to change those numbers?
Excuse me, Abe?
Yes, I'm sorry. Can you expand on that for the committee as to why you want to introduce those numbers?
I sure can. We have spoken about this in the past, but I will bring it up now. I believe that the CFO has incurred more work than his 4 hours allows him to complete. I think there's been additional work like... DOT grants are now in his coffers, and he has to do the project management report system I believe that he helps with benefit coordinating, and I think that we should adjust from 4 hours a week to 2 hours a week.
6 hours a week.
And I think that that would bring it over the $40,000 range for the additional 2 hours per week to give him 6 hours per week. I think it would be beneficial to the township going forward if we did that.
All right, so this motion is just technically to increase the salary range.
That's right, correct.
And what was the numbers that you suggested again?
Right now the low is $2,000. I don't know where a CFO would come in, so I'm figuring let's put $14,000 and put the high at $56,000. This is an hourly job that has historically been done in the town. The CFO's been our longest serving employee right now. And I think that this adjustment will benefit the township and the employees of the township by adding an additional 2 hours.
Is he going to be in the office, though? Because he does work more than 4 hours. He's here on Thursdays for 4 hours, right? And then he works, we get a hold of him whenever he's out of the office.
I think what we should do is when we have these times like we had now with contractual changes and the health benefit program in the state changing and people making changes as to their premium and everything, that if we could make it where it's almost called for an appointment, so he will be in the additional 2 hours in the office to meet. Many a times he brings his workload home to his private practice. So I don't know if the 2 hours would always be in office, but it would be there for any employee who needs to review with him their benefit package or concerns they may have in regards to their employment compensation, as well as the chief financial jobs that he maintains anyway. So, yes, I would say it would be an additional 2 hours in office, need to be.
I'll second that motion to amend the salary range for CFO to the $56,000.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Abstain?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Next.
So I'm sorry. So the range, so Carolyn has it's $14,000. Okay. So now you want to have a motion introduce mayor as amended.
That's right. So the motion would be to make a motion to approve ordinance number...
Introduce,
that's right, ordinance number 04-2024 as amended to have the chief financial officer range, salary range, from moved up from the minimum of $2,000 to $14,000 and the maximum from $40,000 to $56,000.
I'll second that. Public hearing day for the ordinance 04-2024 scheduled for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024.
Will you second? So who?
You need a motion.
Yeah, that was
okay.
The motion.
Okay,
so.
That's my motion. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
You need a second.
Need a second now.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Abstain. Next up, we have we're into our resolutions now. Let me just get this paper here. Okay. Resolution authorizing contribution of $500 to the Hundred and Land Trust. That's Resolution 52-2024. And basically, we spoke about this. This is basically memorializing what we did last time, which was to put a resolution together to make the donation of $500 to the Hundred and Land Trust, a nonprofit organization which was founded in 1996 and has preserved over 11,600 acres of farmland and public open space. Can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve resolution number 52-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution number 53-2024, awarding a contract to Diamond Floor Systems, LLC, for epoxying Station 3 bay floors. I don't know if you want to talk about that.
No, not really. It's self-explanatory.
Okay. Any discussion? Committee discussion?
No.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve resolution 53-2024, awarding contract to Diamond Floor Systems, LLC, for epoxying Station 3 bay floors in the amount of $13,545.
I'll motion to approve resolution number 53-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have resolution number 54-2024, resolution awarding contract to Diamond Floor Systems LLC for epoxying of the fire department floors. And that is the same company, and it'll be the amount of $19,021. Can I get a motion to approve resolution 54-2024 if there's no discussion on it?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution 55-2024, resolution approving LOSAP payments to certain Lebanon Township Fire Company members for qualified year 2023. And this would be LOSAP payments in the amount of $700 each for Faustina Starcher, Brittany Sulpey, and David Sulpey. Any discussion or a motion to approve resolution 55-2024?
I'll motion to approve resolution 55-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution 56-24, providing service weapon to retired Corporal Ronald J. Unkert in recognition of his dedicated service to the Township of Lebanon. But before we get into that, I just wanted to let everybody know we had a fantastic walkout for him on his retirement date, which was February 29th. It was a total surprise for him. And Jay Wojcik was good enough to get a flag from our congressman's office that flew over, the U.S. Capitol? And it was presented to Ron down in the police department before he left. And so thank you for doing that.
Of course.
To even thinking of doing that. That was great. And so this is a... I talked to the chief about this today because I know that Corporal Unkert is supposed to put something in writing that he accepts all liability and everything. But the chief said what happens is he turns the weapon over to a federal gun dealer who does all the paperwork.
Jim Flynn down
there. Yeah, Jim Flynn on Route 31. And then they do all the paperwork to make sure everything is in order so that the township doesn't have the liability. So can I get a motion to approve resolution number 56-2024? Providing a service weapon to retired Corporal Ronald J. Unkert in recognition of his dedicated service to the Township of Lebanon, 25 years.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution authorizing Lebanon Township Chief of Police to make certain purchases of ammunition. And this one is a pre-authorization so that the chief, in the interest of public safety, can get the ammunition he needs up to a certain amount, which it's an amount not to exceed $5,000. And upon reaching the $5,000 threshold, the chief of police would be required to obtain township committee approval for any additional purchases above $1,000. And for purchases between $500 and $1,000, we would get the liaison approval. Brian Wunder is the liaison. Any discussion or a motion to approve? Resolution 57-2024.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 57-2024. Resolution authorizing Lebanon Township Chief of Police to make certain purchases of ammunition.
Second.
Second.
Roll call. Okay. Gabe got the second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution 58-2024, authorizing refund of Highlands Exception Escrow for 211 Musconetcong River Road, Block 60, Lot 11. And it's an amount of $495. And I just I would like to have it amended. If there's no discussion, amend it just to have the word not. It says instead of block, it says N-L-O-C-K in the second sentence or first sentence, Block 60.
Oh, I see. I make that motion as described by the mayor to approve resolution number 58-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is a citizen leadership forum. It's a mayoral appointment to the Recreation Commission, and it's been a while since we've done this, so it's great that we have volunteers wanting to come in. It was recommended by the chair of the Recreation Commission that Mr. John Stokes III of Califon mailing address, Lebanon Township, New Jersey, be added. He's got Little League baseball coach experience, managed grades 3 to 6 as an umpire in Little League, and he's a financial advisor for 21 years. He sounds like a good person for the Recreation Committee. So,
a good guy.
Oh, you know him? Okay,
yes,
so that's good.
I'd recommend him highly.
Okay. So what? It's a mayoral appointment, so I'm just, that's it.
Is there a length for term?
I don't know. Is he filling an unexpired? I think it's, there's like a lot of terms.
Well, just confirm whether it's an unexpired term, new term.
Yeah, we might have to come back and just do that.
Well, that's okay. You can just subject to whatever term he's being.
Yeah, subject to whatever term he is filling, because I don't know which one he is filling, but I know there were enough openings that it's probably a regular term. So I'll put it to the side there. Is that what you're saying? Hang on a second here. Now you got me confused.
Unfinished business.
All right, just a minute. What happened to the darn page two? Here it is. Yeah, okay. Next up is, oh, yeah, that's what I was headed for. Unfinished business. $750,000 HUD grant fund status update. So I'll just give you the update on that. The township engineer, Bryce Good, reviewed the HUD package because I said it's good till 2031, but we really need to know what we're doing here. If we can get things moving, let's try to get them moving now. He basically said, and we knew this already, environmental study is required. That's going to cost about $5,000 to $10,000. And then before you can get this grant, part of the package is you have to put a project budget together, and it's got to be submitted with the agreement. So we've got a budget for the roads, but it's higher than the grant amount that we got. So obviously the town has to pay for some of it. So what we're trying to – I just put the engineer in touch with that woman I found that was our loan officer down in Washington, D.C., to talk to them, see if we could reduce the roads that we originally requested or somehow not spend more than we have to on this to get this done. So he's going to work out those details. But in addition to this budget, when you submit this project budget, you have to also submit what's going to be part of the grant and what's going to be outside of it, like the soft costs, mm-hmm. which are going to be engineering, administration, inspections, maintenance, the environmental study that I mentioned. And so that's what they're saying. They want to know what's covered outside of it. So it's a little complicated, but I put Bryce, our engineer, on that, and we'll just, more to follow, but just want you to know that we are working on that grant. So next up is new business. Oh, I see what you were saying now, that I jumped over the HUD. Okay.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, it was in my package, and I put it in the wrong spot. So next up we have the Master Plan Buildings and Grounds Subcommittee that we would... Did you want to talk about it before I asked for volunteers for the committee?
No, I just think it's certainly relevant to our scope of what we should be doing, planning ahead for the township.
Mm-hmm.
We really do not have a plan.
Yeah.
At all.
So, yeah, because we have our master plan for the township, but not for the buildings and grounds. And the roof on the pavilion is, yeah, everything's in need of something right now. So I know you would like to be on this committee, but do I have another volunteer that would like to be on the subcommittee for the master plan for buildings and grounds? I mean, you could be a subcommittee of one if nobody else has the time. But
I'll be glad to join unless someone else wants to do it.
Yeah, go ahead. So I would like a motion to form a subcommittee of Brian Wunder and Tom McKee for the Master Plan for Buildings and Grounds.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is a... We're a little discombobulated tonight. We started with the Board of Health.
I'll let you take the lead.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get the tape measure out.
Well, you've been after Buildings and Grounds for a while.
Next up is moving the park projects forward, utilization of open space funds for park maintenance and improvements. Now, we all have these documents. Do you want to discuss this at all? And then Mark has to weigh in, our attorney, on use of open space.
I think the last time when we had the discussion on the last meeting, we were looking to see if the open space money that we have is applicable for the maintenance and upkeep and whatnot.
Yeah, but before we got to that, we wanted to make sure that there was a referendum question, which we found the resolution, thankfully.
Right.
And then there was the corresponding ordinance that was adopted to include. I don't know if we found the search results, but I would, based upon the referendum, the ordinance, I presume, and maybe I shouldn't, that it was passed, because they adopted the ordinance. It added the three additional items, I think, to your open space acquisition ordinance, right? There's three extra.
Historic,
yeah. Yeah, development, historic, and Blue Acres project. So currently, you have all seven items in the statute. Includes maintenance and development of lands of recreation conservation purposes. So, if you're going to maintain, you're going to develop, you can use open space money.
So how do we proceed with the project that is kind of stalled right now that we were talking about getting a spec for the sand and the border and the mulch and all that?
Well, the question becomes, there's a couple things. I think first you have to do is, you haven't been doing the annual allocation.
That's right.
So which probably you should do. I think you need to, if you look at the rest of that ordinance, it says, talks about having a public hearing, which is, you know, you basically have it as an agenda item, and that's your public hearing. So I think you need to determine what the allocation is going to be relative to, I don't know what's in your trust fund currently, and you're supposed to do it on an annual basis. So let's presume if you want to do something this year, and it can be done this year, so you're going to have to look at your budget, see how much you want to allocate, and then we'll have, you know, let the mayor know, and we'll have a hearing, and then we'll figure out what that allocation is. That's something you have to figure out, how much you want to expend for the different items. I don't know what you currently expend. If there's debt service that you're paying now, I don't know.
It's winding down,
yeah.
But yes, it has.
So,
been.
All right, so you're going to have to look at your debt service, see what percentage that, you know,
absolutely,
what that is. I don't know if there's any other. There's the acquisition.
Is it allocated that way by a percentage?
Well, you could do it different ways. I mean, there's either, for instance, it's, I think it was 4 cents per 100.
Is that what it was? Originally four. We've taken it as the Highlands came in and the land
reduced it.
Preserve. We started reducing it to its 1 cent.
A 1 cent per 100. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Originally, I saw four per 100. So you can either do it on a, you know. I mean, if you're at a penny and you start breaking down less than a penny.
Would it behoove the township to get projects from the open space park, let's say, so we have a number that represents what they want to do? And then, or do we have...
Well, you're supposed to do it on an annual basis, right?
Right.
So then, I guess what the thought is that, so you're looking at this trust fund on an annual basis and thinking about projects, okay, where you want to expend the money. You know you have debt service, so that's going to be one, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's acquisition in there, so you're going to have to think about acquisition, and now you want to do, I don't know if there's maintenance involved. I mean, there may be some maintenance that you want to do with open space, which is different than development.
That is all potential.
Right.
I mean, the open space maintenance, recreation,
yep,
open space. But you have two things.
Yes.
There, so
those are different interests. So you can look at it on a, you know, for instance, of the open. Use round numbers because they're easier for me because I'm slow. Let's say it's $100, and then you have five different categories. You could say 2020 of the open space trust fund for this year. Or you can do it that way.
Okay.
Just some type of allocation. But I think you need to figure out, you know, what are the things that you're going to spend money on? You know you're going to do the, like I said, the debt service. You may have some maintenance, open space. You have the whatever the improvement is.
Didn't we just
and then the open space.
Master plan?
They did give us a plan and some dollars because I asked them to start thinking about a 5-year plan. Right?
Yeah.
So that
and then again, depending on what the projects are, right, and what the dollar amount is, then it's a question of whether or not it has to be bid or not, right? So your threshold, $44,000 and less, does not have to be bid. $6,600 to $44,000, you may have to get quotes depending on what the projects are, but then it has to go out to bid. Anything in excess of $44,000, you have to put a bid project together. And don't be cute, wherein, let's say you have a project. They say, well, we don't want to go to bid because a project can have multiple steps to it. And then you do it over years in order to, not have to go out to bid. You can get jammed up on that.
I think that's a dangerous path. I mean,
oh, it is.
You're dealing with a trust fund.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
I just know you, right? So let, right. So if there's a project that you looked at it in its entirety and it would seem all to go together, right? Like if you're going to do a house. And then 1 year you would do the painting. The 1 year you would do the plumbing. 1 year you would do the sheetrock. 1 year you do the plumbing. Yeah, I don't think that works, right? Mm-hmm. So thinking from that perspective, if it's a project where it's sort of something that you would do, you'll have to look at the entirety. But if there's different projects that are not related, now then there are different projects, and you can look at them singularly.
Did I hear you say that if we decide to do this, once we lay out everything, we have to have a hearing, so it's got to be an ordinance?
Is that no. There's okay. Just, I think you just have to make a determination. I think I've done in the past, we just adopt a resolution for that year, how it would be allocated.
So potentially on our next meeting, we could have the quote-unquote hearing if we get our ducks in
a row. If you get your – I'm just going to look at it.
I'm just concerned that – that park, a lot of children use that, and it's coming up this season where they're going to want to start using it, so I'd like to get it taken care of.
Can't remember if there's a notice provision. No, it just says, mayor and committee annually after holding of one public hearing shall portion allocate the use of such tax receipts among the purposes set forth above. So I think the fact that it's on the agenda and you would list it on the as an agenda item, you know, hearing for allocation of open space tax receipts, and then you would talk about it, and let's say you can come to a consensus, then you would have a vote. I gotta go look and see if I did a resolution. Knowing me, I probably did, but hey, you never know. Hey, I was slacking that day. Then you would just.
Resolution it would categorize everything,
yep.
Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right.
I mean, that would. I'm sure I did resolution. We did this in the Harding used to do it. Every year they would have a hearing on their open space because they would have different purposes. Mm-hmm. Maintenance was a big one for them.
Mm-hmm. I just want to clarify in the last discussion, which is boxing all these things together or separating them for the purposes of a bid. For example, the railings have to be done, the volleyball courts have to be done, I think the roof of the pavilion has to be done. Those are separate projects.
It would seem to me that you have a roof and a volleyball court.
Right.
They're not related, right? Unless you were to put a roof over the volleyball court, then there'd be relation, right? But if you have a pavilion and it needs a new roof, and then you want to do something to the volleyball, I mean, those are not related.
Okay.
But let's say you had...
it's all in the park.
Yeah, that's right. Those are different projects.
Okay.
That's why I use the house example, right?
Okay. Well, it's interesting you talk about Harding, because that's basically what we're going to need is maintenance. It's all about maintenance. It's not acquisition as much as it's maintenance.
Too.
Yeah.
You do have acquisitions,
yeah.
Right, because you pay some of your soft costs,
mm-hmm.
some from your
right.
from your acquisitions,
mm-hmm.
And then, like now, I don't, you know, now you're going to do improvements, right? Because that was just added, so that's a new item. It seems as if you've probably used it for debt service and acquisition in the past,
mm-hmm.
Probably not maintenance previously.
No, not previously.
You know, and I know, yeah. For instance, and this is a thing about it, I mean, you have a lot of parks, and you know, and you can talk to Greg about it. But again, if they're, let's say. If there's overtime as a result of having to cut grass in the parks, I guess if you're public works people do that, you can charge a portion of your open space tax as long as for maintenance to that, rather than taking out of the general fund. That's a legitimate use of that fund, so that you know if in fact like some towns had so many parks they'd have to bring people on a Saturday to cut stuff, right? And then they would incur overtime just because they had so many parks to cut. And they would apportion a portion of that, and when they would charge it, rather than charging your general fund, they would charge it to the open space, their open space tax, because they're maintaining their open space. So that's something from a budget perspective, you know, it's source, but it's something that's legitimate.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Well, the other one would be, I need the committee to give us permission to let the LTAA proceed on their volunteer renovation of the ball field that we spoke about in the last meeting. So they need to buy some materials. That's
if they don't get it done in a certain amount of time, they're going to have to push it till next year.
Right. I think they were supposed to ask, you know, get the insurance information. We're going to contact Groendyke about volunteers.
Right.
Then I'll do a whole harmless agreement that they'll all have to sign. I need to know who the entity is.
So if we have that from the committee chair, for the commission chair, then we can get that to start moving forward. I can tell them they can start.
Well, let's have it all in place before they go out there, right? Yes.
So next meeting. Tell them to have it for the next
Have everything. You have the insurance. I can get a hold of harmless agreement. I just need to know who the entity is, who's going to do it, or if there's going to be individual volunteers. I can have a generic form. They all can sign it. But I think if it's under the – kind of makes sense if it's just under the guise of the Little League, you know, because then they're going to have insurance. They'll cover their members.
Yeah, the LTAA is a separate entity.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – I don't want to give them legal advice. But if they're out there listening, maybe they can figure it out.
The COI has already been invited to the lunch committee.
All right. Well, let's get it to the clerk. I don't, you know, so that the township has it.
Yeah.
And then let's have a list of if they have the name of the volunteer, the names of the volunteers. That would be helpful too.
Okay.
So we know who they are. And then so let me see the insurance because we'll need a certificate. As an additional insured, and may need to do it for this. You got to check with Groendyke to see if for this particular event, because it's not baseball, right? They're doing something different, so that they may need to have to get a certificate for this particular event as the town being an additional insured, right? They're not just using the fields, right, for baseball purposes.
So
they're doing work on it.
Their insurance may cover the baseball activity,
well,
but the construction activity.
Yeah, they have to check on that, right, to see if that covers. And then we'll check with Groendyke. I think Groendyke will basically say what I'm saying, make sure that there's a certificate for the activity occurring, which the town is named as an additional insured, get an endorsement on their policy with the town being named as an additional insured, not just a certificate, there's an endorsement that... And if you have an agent, they'll understand what the endorsement is, right? And then we'll do the same. We'll notify the event. If we can, more detail we can give our carrier, the better. And then I'll do the whole harmless agreement for the LTAA, I think it is, to sign. And then to the extent that there's individuals who are there that day, I can just do an additional list, and they'll all sign as well on the whole harmless.
Adam, is that going to impact the acquisition of the materials? Like one more weeks is going to really.
It's not my area of expertise.
Okay.
But from the emails I've been seeing.
Yeah, I got them too. There's a thing about the materials for the renovation that there's a time frame between when you order it and when you can actually get it. So we're trying to get them in that time frame.
Well, it sounds like the stuff exists, so you just have to get it to the clerk, right, or wherever the. Insurance information.
Well, we might need that endorsement on this.
You will. You'll need an endorsement. Check with them. They should have it. I mean, they have it. It's not unusual.
Yeah, I can get that tomorrow.
Right. Because sometimes what happens is you'll see them. There'll be a certificate of insurance, and right, and they'll say the town's named as a holder. Well, that's no good. The town's named as an additional insured. Well, that's only good. That's only good if they have an endorsement to their policy saying, hey, we can insure the town as an additional insured, right? So you have to have an endorsement that authorizes or allows that. And so you want to see evidence of that endorsement.
Would they be able to get a delivery of the material dropped off if they're not?
That's up to you guys. Why not? They just wouldn't be able to get onto the field until we have the evidence of insurance and the hold harmless signed.
Right. Well, there's no volunteers dealing with the material.
So they can dump the material on the field?
Just a matter of ordering it.
Right.
They can order it. They order it to when it's delivered.
Are we talking about clay for the baseball?
There's some fencing.
For the field and
was it infield mix? Was there infield mix?
Yes, just
infield mix. All right. And then I thought are you putting fencing up to extend the fencing or no?
Separate.
Oh, separate. That's not happening now.
This is just getting the field ready. So
yeah. I mean, dump the infield
it.
Mix.
So maybe we can get the delivery done for now.
Yeah, because I saw them doing it in Highbridge, and they were redoing all there.
You know, you'll... They may need to... I don't know if they're going to need to... I mean, look, I don't know who's doing it. What they may need to, before they dump it on where they're going to dump it, they may need to scrape the initial infield, because they wanted to expand it, right? So I don't know... And then usually what happens, it's because I played Little League and coached for all those years, you know, you would sort of take what's there now, take it off because there's a bunch of stuff you don't like.
Yeah.
And then you take the infield mix, dump it, and then respread it. So, I mean, yeah, if they want to dump it, that's fine. But I'm not the timing of if somebody needs to go on there and do that first, I'm not sure. If there's another area right outside the infield or something.
Yeah, we'll work that out.
Right. I mean, you know, that's just location.
So do you want to make – do we need to make a motion to dump the materials?
Yeah, yeah. To proceed with the with the project for the – it's just the infield. I think it's the – all you're doing right now is the expanding the infield. Right, that's the only aspect of it, because there were different things that they wanted to.
Yeah, they want to make a regulation so that they can actually have a Little League game, or even
they want to make a 50-70 field. That's what I think, right? So that's what you're going to do now, just expand the infield and create the infield and cut
and
it
the
out.
Little kids do the stick ball, whatever you call that, too.
T-ball.
Well, yeah, 50-70.
Stick ball's in the street, sorry.
So
70 is actually longer. 50 is regulation Little League. 70 is when you get to. If you, let's say you have 13-year-olds play, they play an extra year and they play the 70 before they get to graduate to 90, and then you're when you're throwing from the hole, shortstop saying 90 feet is pretty long.
So what is the proper motion for this one? Because it sounds like you were saying they can go forward, but you're talking dumping materials.
Well, there's two things. There's two questions.
Yeah.
The question is, are you okay? Are you guys okay with them going forward with the project, which is to expand the existing field to make it 50-70? Which requires the cutting out of an existing grass, I guess, and then putting down infield mix, and then with that is to have the necessary materials delivered on site in the interim, pending production of the insurance and execution of the hold harmless agreement. That's your motion.
That's the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. All righty then.
Adam,
next.
Let Joanne know that we got it done.
Okay, next up is Clinton Township PTA raffle license for 50-50 at Voorhees High School on March 25th, 2024. We need a committee approval to approve this application for the raffle license.
Does this happen every year?
I don't think this particular one does. We have certain people that have their raffles on file that we. Okay. This is like a one-off.
But it's not unusual to have raffles.
Oh no! This we just haven't had an application in a while. We used to have a lot of them. So, it's March 25th from 5 to 9, Voorhees High School.
Clinton Township PTA.
Yeah, but they're holding it at Lebanon at Voorhees.
There's a basketball team coming.
Is that the Harlem Globetrotters?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's an event. They're going to hold
it.
Wait,
we get free tickets, what?
What a thing to say in public.
No.
Jeez.
The answer is no. You do not get free tickets.
Yeah. Jeez.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
I'll make a
well, I've been known. I've been called worse.
License for Clinton Township PTA raffle.
Second.
50-50 at Voorhees High School, March 25th, 2024.
Okay, so Abe second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is presentation of the vouchers.
I have none.
Okay. I have one that applies. It's...
Township of Lebanon, Hunter County ESC for technology support.
$1,000 is circled, so that must be, it's $1,000. This is not the total.
Right, it's the circled amount. So. Okay, I have the ones that apply are Lebanon Township Board of Education, the March school tax levy, $1,142,287.60. And I've got one for North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School, the 2024 March school tax, and that is $1,076,550.66. I've got one for Universal Technical Resource Services. This is a professional engineering services for the NAR Cannabis Cultivation Escrow Account, $3,206.25. I have one from Jay Caldwell and Associates, which is our professional planner for the NAR Group. Use variance and site plan in the escrow account, $3,332.50. I've got one for Stickle, Koenig, Sullivan, and Drill, LLC, for the Board of Adjustment professional services rendered to Lebanon Township Board of Adjustment. Comes out of the escrow account, $7,020 for 35 hours. Lebanon Township, oh no, that's the only ones that are that apply that are over $1,000. The rest don't, so.
SDG security, annual monitoring, school building, police buildings, fire alarm, and testing inspections, $2,107 even. Alliance Trucks Flemington, repair on truck number 6, DPW, that's $5,826.34. B&R Uniform Hackettstown, police uniform, $1,256.80. Another B&R Uniform Hackettstown, same uniforms, $1,311.80. Curtis Power Solutions, LLC, more repairs on equipment for DPW. That's $2,797.08. Griffith Allied Trucking, gasoline, diesel. That's $1,266.42. Griffith Allied Trucking, more gas and diesel. That's $1,945.50. Finch Fuel Oil Company. And that's $5,590.14. Homestead Lawn Maintenance, that's $3,234. Morton Salt Company, $31,727.65. Morton Salt Company again, Incorporated, $14,448.54. Public services, recycling containers, that's $2,110.22. For public services, again, these are our dumpsters in the municipal areas, $1,397.56. And Ridge Builders Incorporated, partial payment in the amount of $3,710 even. And that's all I have to qualify.
I have one here for Joseph Modzolowski, an engineering firm who is our perk witness. From 2023 September to the current, $1,400. Dove Environmental Education after care programs for Valley View through Clean Communities, $1,060. CIT-E-Net, tax collectors, premium for the annual service for her computer program, $1,435. And I have one for Comcast. Oh, that's under the amount. That's all we have.
Okay. The total bill list for the period ending March 6, 2024 is $2,328,179.61. Can I have an approval on the bill list?
We need a motion.
Motion to approve the bill list, yeah.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Hang on 1 second. I just have to write something down. All right. Next up is correspondence. We just have correspondence from the December 23 through February 2024 report on the Lebanon Township Museum. I don't know if you want to say anything about it.
Yeah, I'd just like to bring up there was a donation of artifacts in January. The museum received a donation from Jessica Hampton Miller, who was a teacher at Lebanon Township Schools from 1971 through 2014. These were two small metal art utility crayon boxes, one green and white and one blue and white. There was also a Zanner Blauser, a correlated handwriting compodium tablet dated 1936, and a Guiding Growth handwritten tablet dated 1971. Also was an edition of a little red wood button that said, Lebanon Township School, good for a complete lunch. and a typewritten announcement dated September 11, 2001 to give the Lebanon Township teachers the awareness of what had transpired at the World Trade Center. I also want to bring their future events at the museum. The museum is being run by volunteers currently. There's no paid staff over there. And the building is being kept open by the Lebanon Township historians and volunteers who they work with. The March program will include Women's Month, notable Lebanon Township women, and women's suffrage crafts and lectures. So I just wanted to add that there. It's a pretty good thing going on there at the museum, strictly volunteers.
Okay. Next up, I need a motion to open a public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker, for anything that you would like to talk about.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Ron Mikowski, Rockyburn Road. First thing, that little red button you said, yeah, were our lunch tickets.
Is that right?
Yeah, they cost a quarter.
You were at that school during that time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. At the last meeting, they talked about the volunteers being able, qualified to do different work around here. This is the impression I got that was possibly questionable. I just want to let you know there's been a lot of work done here by volunteers. The pavilion you're talking about, that was done by volunteers. The park itself was all excavated by volunteers. Equipment, labor, everything, volunteers. The septic system for the park over there, I know the septic field was actually done by volunteers, excavated out, and then DPW came in and we showed them how to lay the pipe. The Fireman's Memorial over in the park, once again, it was all done by volunteers. A plan was drawn up by a volunteer, presented, was approved, and it was installed. All I'm trying to say is we're very lucky here to have the volunteers we have. We have engineers, electricians, carpenters, plumbers, architects, excavators, or volunteers in this township, and they're all very qualified. I know the attorney is quite concerned about insurance, which he should be. I agree with that. What I'm just trying to say is our volunteers are very qualified. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
Go ahead.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And we don't have anything for executive session tonight, so can I get a motion to adjourn? I know.
Unbelievable.
I thought about it. I could have, but
holy,
I said
holy.
No executive session?
No.
The sun's going to come out tomorrow.
We're taking care of business, kicking everything off.
We should have made reservations.
Yeah. Holy moly. This is a miracle.
I'm not ready to go home.
So anyway, did somebody make a motion to adjourn?
I don't know, but we're so excited.
Abe made the
anyway.
Motion to adjourn.
Right. Can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Jeez.
Have a good night. A good day.